Well, we go now to active travel, leaving the car at home. It's a magic pill for dozens of diseases. Well, that's according to the latest report from the Irish Climate and Health Alliance. Dr. Caoimhe Clark from Irish Doctors for the Environment is with us now. Dr. Clark, tell us about the report. What did you find out?
Thanks very much for having me here this morning and giving the opportunity to talk about the report. So basically this is a position paper, and the purpose of it and the goal is to raise awareness and provide evidence base around the links between climate change and population health.
So what did you find out?
And I suppose what we found out that is the health benefits are absolutely huge when it comes to integrating and engineering active travel within your daily living experience.
So look, before we go any further, what's active travel? Is it jumping on a bike? Is it walking? Is it jogging into work? Is that it?
No, it's actually even more simple. Simply put, it's walking, cycling, using public transport, wheeling, whatever physical movement you do to get from A to B. And what we know is that every single physical movement is medicine in of itself. It's healthy, it offsets chronic illnesses, prevents diseases that we're dealing
with.
But you're
saying it's a magic pill.
Yeah, I suppose the magic pill being is I don't have to give you a prescription, I don't have to give you a tablet as a doctor. If you can integrate getting your walk in as you're getting to work using the bus or cycling to school or taking public transport in some form, you're actually getting those steps in without having to do the
formal
exercise.
So it's not planning it or putting pressure on yourself. It
exactly.
just becomes part of your everyday. Is
exactly,
that it?
Exactly. It's incidental and it's incorporated and engineered into how you get around.
Because for many people, they mightn't be able to ditch the car. They could be living in rural Ireland and they'd have little access to public transport.
Absolutely. And I suppose our report acknowledges that. And I suppose the issue in Ireland is there is an over-reliance on car dependence and we need that modal shift towards active travel. But there needs to be options for people. So we need the infrastructure, we need safe pedestrian footpaths, we need safe segregated cycle lanes, and we need efficient, accessible, convenient public transport. So people will consider that as an option if they can, instead of relying solely on the car.
And how good are they at the moment?
I mean, I would argue there's definitely positives and gains made. If you look at, particularly in rural Ireland, the local link buses, the uptake has been really significant. So what we're seeing is if you give people the option, they will use it. You know, the Dublin Transport Plan, there's been a significant increase in the number of passengers using Dublin Bus. You know, again, these are all positive health impacts and outcomes that we're going to see.
And what are the challenges to putting active travel in place?
I mean, the way I would see it is it's not so much as a challenge as encouraging people and letting people know the fact that they walked the local bus to get into work. That is active travel. That's keeping yourself healthy. That's you socially connected with your environment. That's better for the planet. So it's really the biggest challenge is going to be our call out to national government that they fund it. They basically rebalance the resources towards active travel instead of car dependency.
But is it down to the individual really and the choices we make every day from the point we get up in the morning?
No, I disagree, and I don't think it's, you know, to put blame or focus on the individual. If you provide a safe, convenient, accessible transport network for all people, it has to be inclusive, old, young, people with abilities or disabilities, you're basically giving people that option to be physically active without, you know, pointing fingers that they're taking extra responsibility. This is, you know, the huge benefits from a wider society.
So it needs to be knitted more into government policy, and that's what you're calling for,
yeah,
is it?
Transport policy is a health policy, and we'd really like the government to recognise that.
Dr. Caoimhe Clark from Irish Doctors for the Environment, thanks for coming in to us this morning. It's now 8:50 and we'll take a break.